All right. Welcome to another edition of the Scenario Podcast. Not a hiatus. We just haven't recorded. Just playing it simple for everybody. It's no big grand scheme of like, you know.
Hey, somebody. I let you off the hook, man. You've been recording. You've been recording other people's stuff.
This
one on me, man. I had sinus troubles for like 2 weeks, man. Like, and I had never really had that before. So like, I didn't realize that like when that comes, it comes for you. Like that felt like Axeman was chasing me. Caught up with me. Got that. I think I got that behind me for the most part, man. And you know what I'm saying? Just good to get back in the swing of things. Definitely the world has continued to just throw us lives for this program.
Oh yeah, man. It's interesting this time, man. This corona time overall has just brought out the most ridiculousness in us as people. And I'm talking about people, period. It's like, damn, we don't got nothing to do, so let me go mess up some stuff.
Not as a people, but as people, like people. Humanity.
Yeah, humanity, yes. I mean, they got the aliens, they got another alien sighting and all that stuff. Like, aliens, like, we still ain't messing with y'all.
Now, is it humanity or is it just Americans?
Probably just Americans.
Okay. All right. That's what I kind of
I mean, if you really want to really, really dumb it down to the very most combo, it's Americans.
America has like kind of become that cousin you don't want to invite over for the holidays because the world literally has stopped inviting us to anything, including to come visit. Like, we can't stop through. Like, the rest of the world, like, told America, hey, man, call before you come through. like we drive by, like, we drive by these other countries right now, like, they cutting the lights off so it look like ain't nobody home.
Yep, that's exactly what they're doing, because we can't go to other countries right now, I believe.
Yeah, we can go to only countries we can go to are like countries you wouldn't want to go to anyway. They're like, yeah, you can go over there if you want to, but that ain't what you want.
Bosnia, you know, right. Go to Bosnia, Bulgaria,
right?
Slovakia.
Antarctica. The gates are still open in Antarctica. They having us.
Yeah, I mean.
But that opens up my theory, though, about how, how everybody talk about how COVID is like flu. It's like this is like that. Just people keep saying that for some reason. I don't know. That's crazy. But I think that at least I know that for a portion of America, I got an idea when COVID is going to slow down. Vaccine or no vaccine. So here's my theory.
Okay.
Every winter, when it ain't nothing popping, you don't see black people out.
That's
so
true.
In the parts of the country where there's a real winter and where things really get to the point where it's just like, no, I'm good, I ain't going out, that's when COVID is going to take a huge dip down for black people, at least. Like, we're going to be the ones of us that make it to Halloween got a really good chance of making it through until the spring.
So you're basically saying that people, like, how people go to the south for the winter, people going to do the opposite. They're going to go to the winter, go cold when during the winter. Like, you got to leave Florida.
I'm just saying that right wherever, like, in St. Louis, where we at.
Right, no, but I'm saying if you're in Miami, people going to still be out. You got to leave Miami to get away from the COVID if you want to go to Chicago and just be in the cold, nobody will be out.
That's
going to
be the only way we're going to slow it down is if people do leave and that's what they end up doing. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm saying that wherever it's cold at, black folks not going to be out there. That ain't changing.
So basically, Miami and Texas is going to be going hard with it.
I think that we got to start making decisions about how we're going to exercise Florida from the union. Yes. And if we could hit up Thomas Jefferson and see if he got the receipt for Texas still, that would be fire. Like, is it still at the point where we could give it back? Or
no, that's not even from Thomas Jefferson. That's not part of Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, you're right. That was who?
Yeah,
who
that was.
Land?
Was way later on, dog. That's
yeah,
like
that's
right.
True. You're right. You're right, because that was one of them old maps when you go up in Texas and Oklahoma territory. It's like America bought like half the country all at once.
Yeah, for like $20 and a bucket of chicken.
Right.
because Napoleon needed dough. He was like, look here, I need some cannons.
That's right. We did.
I need
get
some
that
cannons. The Russians coming after me and the British, they all coming after me. I need some money.
It got bad for him in a hurry, if I remember.
Oh, real bad. And it's funny, people don't know, it started too from the Haitian Revolution as well, because he had to put a lot of resources in Haiti to try to battle that, and he just couldn't keep that all going. You know, he was on like four fronts at one point.
So look at this history lesson you get in courtesy of the scenario, man. If your kids can't go back to school, we will do webinars to teach your kids things. They can just come
and keep it street with you too. Like, hey, man, you know. Napoleon got caught lacking. He was like, you know what? I normally don't sell this Escalade for like 30,000, but considering I got tax issues, I'll give it to you for 10.
So I feel like that's what we need to do. The schools aren't going to be able to open up right. They're going to be doing online learning. We can do a history class.
I mean, Dr. Umar Johnson is doing one.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
50 so a class.
So a couple of things we're going to get in today, man. We got to hit that NBA reset. We're going to hit the NBA mm-hmm. reset. You know, there's always these wacky stories from COVID. You know, we got a couple of questionable ads. We got some video content that we're going mm-hmm. that we're gonna run by that we need to
share. So that means
I
need
you.
To join the SOC network on YouTube if you want. Or you can grab it on the Instagram page or the Facebook page if you want to see some of the video footage from the show. Other than that, if you audio, it's all good. You know, you can just kind of listen up.
You got where it's at. You'll be able to follow along. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we got that and a lot more. And, obviously, you know, we absolutely going to have to pay tribute to the dearly departed Big Daddy Kane, Herman Kane, and
Big Daddy,
and the potentially mentally departed Kanye West. We'll be getting all of that a little bit later. I don't even know if that's potentially at this point. But before we get too far down the aisle here, man. Let's shout out some of the stuff we got going on the network right now, man. I know that you just got done cutting the episode with our boys over at the Coming For You podcast.
Yeah. It's a pretty dope shout out to all of them. We got an interview coming up with the brother Omar Wilson of the Secret Garden. That'll be up next week.
Oh, hold on. That ain't coming for you. That's the other one.
Yeah, but no. I know. I was telling them I'm going in with Coming For You because that's not me. That's somebody else that was on.
But you produced the show. That wasn't you, but you produced the show.
Yeah, but that wasn't me there, though.
No, I know you wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I mean, you still. I'm trying to get you your production credits.
Oh, okay.
So when you have a versus, you know what I'm saying, you cover.
Shout out to you though, Matt, who said that you're gonna be behind the music talking about.
Oh yeah. We have to get into that. Oh, because that's one thing that I forgot to list that I haven't seen it yet. We gotta talk about it though. So yeah, we'll hit on that. But also, man, we had a new episode of the commentary drop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Doing their thing, keeping it up.
Shout out to Harlem, who's going back and forth to somebody currently now in the comment section on YouTube. I think there are 14 comments right now back and forth.
She's not, and nobody's going to relent. That's going to be great. That's going to go on well into the next show. So that's going to keep on popping. And then we had we had another episode drop. Who else did we have drop? We had the last week we had our newest additions drop a new show as well.
Yeah, we had last week we had. I can look at the schedule for you right quick. We've had a lot of stuff drop, people. We've been it's been a whirlwind, as they would say.
So basically everybody's been coming with it except for us.
And basically.
So that means that before we get to the emails today, that I got something I need to address that you brought to my attention mm-hmm. that we need to straighten up too.
Just Kicking It has been coming through real hard with the soccer podcast.
Okay. For sure, definitely. Black brothers on soccer, man. Keep it rocking.
Getting you ready for Champions League. So it's Champions League starts this week. So
there's been some people that have been asking some questions about our content though, and about the way mm-hmm. that we've been going about things. Mm-hmm. So you brought this to my attention earlier, and they was asking, have we lost our way?
Right.
And I think that's a fair question. So what I did was that I went back into our archives and went into some of the earlier programs. And if you were listening to some of those programs and you're expecting the same thing right now, okay, I can see how that might potentially be an issue for you, you know. But, you know, mm-hmm. I kind of related to the verses that we saw last week where we had Snoop Dogg and DMX. Now, you know, them two brothers who've been dropping music for a long time, dropping a lot of content. Yep. But what they're doing right now, you know, dapping it up on the pardon the pun, the OG hour that they had on Versus.
Yep.
That's a little bit different than what they was dropping when they was in their 20s and living that life. So, I feel like for where this show is at, this is like episode, 150-something probably. We, 150, 140 or something like that. We're at the point right now where we like in our 30s and we're not like in our early 20s with the show anymore. So I'm not saying all of the same things I was then, because since that time, I think that since this show started, both of us, we've gotten married 1.5 times. We have much different professions, much different audiences, things like that. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, I just like to think that we're still keeping it authentic, just authentic in a different way.
100%. 100%.
But it's
evolving, you know. I mean, like, because someone tweeted said, you know, we ain't as raw as we used to be and things like that. But it's just an evolution too over time. And then I mean, it's so much crazy going on in the world. Y'all don't really need us to be that crazy like that, to be honest.
No, that's what we got the commentary for.
Yeah, we got commentary for that. We got heads and tails for that. That's their bag.
We decided to outsource some of the craziness, and we're just
we really do. We really have though, y'all. Y'all understand? But, like, we've literally sent them topics.
Yeah, like, we just like, all right, this is for them. But we will keep you abreast of important things like the chicken wars. Like, what's going on? Like, we have to get a new bracket site up, but we will keep you making judgments within the culture and within the society and things like that. And more often than that, we will continue to call people out. We will continue to call people out, and we will never stop doing that. Because that's literally my favorite pastime and the only sport that's really active right now for me outside of basketball. And I need at least two sports at a time. I'm a sports polygamist, so I need to have at least two sports available at a time. But yeah, but that being said, we're probably going to make you completely, at some point in this show, the things we got to talk about today, it's probably going to get pretty close to how things was back in the day for a little bit here. So, with that being said, what we got on the email roll, man?
All right, here we go. First email comes from Go to the Flow. He says, y'all been slacking on the shows, but you all been giving us great content. Wanted to ask you all, what do y'all think about the baseball player that got caught jacking off in the back of that, during this little time off? And also, Matt, do you think that this baseball season, the way it is with everyone getting COVID, is able to be sustained over a long period of time? Basketball has figured out within this bubble that things can be simpler. But baseball is just all over the place. Football is going to be a hellhole come this fall, as it looks to be. How is hockey able to get past this? Is it the cold ice that takes the corona off of you?
Uh-oh, corona theories.
He said conspiracy. They put conspiracy.
Got it.
Shout out to you all, brothers. I can't wait to hear the next episode when you all drop.
For sure. Much love, brother. Much love. Appreciate that, man. Four very different topics right there.
Yeah.
You're right. We haven't been dropping. We just touched on that. We'll be better about that. But also, about baseball. What a man does with his own tools and his own tool shed, you know, hey, I leave that to him. Make your decision about how you do it. I mean, but here's the thing. If you're going to catch a self-manslaughter charge, don't do it on tape, bro.
That's true.
Don't get caught. Don't get caught with that. I mean, if you're going to sexually assault yourself, I mean, that's your own business. But don't
My thing is, like, there's so many places that you could do this without getting caught.
You know what? Maybe he's one of them cats, man, that's, like, he got a fever.
Like, oh, it's like a voyeuristic thing, like the idea he could get caught, it turns him on more type thing.
Or maybe he's just one of them cats that he just can't, you know, there's just no, I gotta have this now.
Oh, he just can't control it. He just, like, yeah, I gotta get one off right now.
Like, I gotta have it. No other choice. That type of brother.
That makes sense. I could see
that.
I don't know.
Or maybe, I don't know, man, this Rona doing different things. Maybe that's going to be the next symptom of the Rona. You know, like, I want to see the World Health Organization drop that. You know, early signs of the Rona could also be a compulsive need to violate yourself in the back of the
Compulsive need to violate yourself. Like, yeah, I mean, it's just the Rona's just got people going crazy, man. Every day is Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I mean, just my thing about that is just don't dunk on yourself on tape, dog. That's not cool, man. Don't do that. So about the baseball season, though, see, I think we've always known the entire time, man, that the baseball season was going to have some challenges that we just weren't going to be having any other type of way. You're controlling, you had a lot more people in that environment, and baseball wasn't shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? People still going home at the end of the day. People still getting on planes, still traveling to other cities. Like, I think that really the way that baseball and football are planning on doing this thing, man, is really like one of the most dangerous ways to do it. Like, not even just for the team and not just for the sports, but for the athletes too. And for the people in those areas, you're literally having, look at what happened with the Marlins, like, and the Cardinals. I mean, they literally shut down 12 different series because of that. And like, that's the worst case outcome for how COVID was going to play out, happening in the first week of the season being back, you know? So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to think how that works and the logistics of how it works works out. I think that baseball figured this thing out too late. You know, that if they were having these issues in June, I mean, hell, their season started 2 weeks after this thing hit. So I can understand, you know, March and April not hitting, but they should have been playing by May. You know what I'm saying? They should have been out there. It would have given more time to be able to have these schedules to be equaled out, even if you had to shut it down. You know what I'm saying? Being able to get back out there and make up games. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are contributing to the issues with baseball. I think basketball is probably the perfect sport, you know, for the type of format that they've got. Small rosters, controlling the amount of people that are there. You know, you got a league that's really driven by the player sentiment, and it's a different dynamic than baseball, where, you know, it's people bashing with each other all the time. But you've got, you know, the owners and those things are really working with the players and want to have the thing happen, and the players want to see it through. So I think that willingness to make the bubble work has helped. Hopefully that same thing carries over to hockey. But I think that the big challenge you're going to see, this is working for basketball right now, but I think basketball is going to have some real challenges with starting another season until there's a better answer about how to handle COVID, because these dudes not going into that bubble for 7 months.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This had a finite end, you know, like, you knew that at some point this was going to be, this is going to end at some point. But, you know, going in there, you know, away from family or having to pick and choose who you have exposure to and things like that for 7 months, I don't know about that. That's hard to say.
What do you think about the NBA, like the NFL, like what situation they're in? I mean, college is like, they canceling damn near half the season now at this point.
I don't see how the NFL is going to do it. I really don't. I mean, you're accounting for even more people there. You're accounting for two times a baseball roster. You know, you got people that are going to be all over the place. I think the only thing that might benefit football as a sport is that you got a longer window for testing and for getting people taken care of. But, you know, because you're only playing, hopefully they just restrict games.
Because you're not playing every 2 or 3 days.
Right. Hopefully they just restrict games to just being on Sundays. You know, I guess they got some contracts that could make that be kind of complicated between, I think Amazon might still have football rights. And I think that you definitely have Monday Night Football of ESPN that could complicate that. But there's no reason to be playing those Thursday night games, in my mind. I know the schedule is out. I know they really are planning on not changing a whole lot. But I don't really see the reason for doing that or for having, you know, that those extra days in. Do as much as you can in a condensed space and let you control it. But, you know the NFL like I know the NFL. If there's anybody we can count on to do the less humane option, it's usually the NFL. So they'll probably continue to be deniers and have some problems that are going to make it really hard to get over that season.
Yeah, no, that's real. I mean, if you think about it, even on a bigger, I mean, they have more to deal with. They have the most logistical issues, I would think, like country-wise, to get around. And they're still trying to bring fans out too. They still have a plan of bringing fans out,
which is insane, and which I think is going to get complicated even more trying to do that. You know, I mean, what are you going to do for teams that have to play inside? There's no way. There's no way that those dome teams are going to be like in Detroit or one of those places like that. There's no way. You can't do it. Hopefully that the governors of these states and things like that step in and don't allow that to happen.
Now, do you think that the NBA could do a kind of like what kind of the NHL did with like a regional quarantine, like where you don't have to necessarily we keep all these teams in their division and maybe you just move around kind of like a round robin thing where like you play all the teams in this area for a bubble over 2 months, all in Atlanta, for instance, then two teams go out to the bubble in New York. And so what I'm saying is that a regional bubble. So basically you'd have quadrants, different areas, basically kind of how like a hoop it up round robin would be. So maybe there are 6 teams in Atlanta, 6 in New York, 6 in Chicago, 6 in Texas, 6 in California, and you move around within those bubbles. You play those 5-6 teams within that bubble, and then maybe different teams get pulled to different places all around the different regions, so you don't have to.
I personally think that's the bigger risk, though. I think that the way they have it set up right now is perfect because you have a controlled environment. The biggest problem, though, isn't being able to move to other areas. The biggest problem is the fact that these guys getting pulled completely away from their families. You know, yeah. And that's the thing that they're not going to go for. And that doesn't really change by having them change geographic locations. Like, that still is an issue. You're still basically telling these guys to quarantine away from their lives completely.
But there's a lot of people, but we also missing, there's a lot of brothers that's really loving this quarantine situation.
Why is that?
Because they ain't got to go home.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's that.
And there's some wives too that's happy that their husband ain't coming home either.
Oh, Mister is sliding over.
Oh, he kicking his feet up. He kicking his feet up. He making syrup sandwiches. He doing everything.
If I go to a damn NBA player's house and have to eat a syrup sandwich, I'm having a big
No, the syrup sandwiches is just the indication that you really be there. Like, you're comfortable.
Oh,
but
that's like putting your flag down. Because
that means you just make anything. Like, you're comfortable making any kind. Like, you don't need nothing supreme. You just eat whatever.
You just got me picturing sandwich. Like a flag with a syrup sandwich on it. Yeah. Like a red flag or a yellow circle.
It's like if I came to you, so like, man, if you went to somebody's house and you saw your boy come to the door and he had like some syrup on his tank top, you're like, oh, he'd be here a lot. Cause he's that comfortable with syrup sitting on his tank top that he'd be here. That's Mister.
Yeah, that's
Mister
that's
sitting fair. There coming to the door like, hey, yo, Matt, come through Tracy crib. And you show up. And that's you like, right. And he come to the door with some flip flops and some hula shorts and a tank top with syrup on. You like, oh, he living.
Yeah, that's true. But that is a sign. That is a sign. You don't want your. But what you better do is keep watching the NBA and make sure your ladies, fella, don't get eliminated. And now he out the bubble on the way back.
Did you hear about that? They're letting you bring a significant other though. I think next week.
Yeah. Yeah,
how is that going to work, though? Because that's something we do need to discuss here.
But it's less people, so it's going to be a headcount type of thing.
No. I'm not talking about I'm talking about the other side, the dark side of this. You're talking about the general logistics of being there. I'm talking about
the humane portion of it.
Right. I'm talking about if both of us been hollering at the same girl.
First of all, that's not a significant other. That's just an other. That's the other.
But you can do that, though. You can bring us, like, they don't have to be married to the person to bring them.
So here's what that sounds like. That sounds like, I don't know if you heard about this. This is going to be a little bit of a tangent, and we'll get back into the schedule events here. That sounds like the Amber Heard situation.
Mm-hmm. Is that someone? Is that I know. See, there could be beef happening here now because you know that Derrick Rose's baby mama messes with Crowder.
But Derrick Rose ain't there though.
Oh, okay. So he's good. Okay. But
I don't think he is, at least. Minnesota, no, the Pistons not there.
Yeah, they're not there. Yeah, so. But it would be interesting if a situation like that occurs that we just don't know about, is what I'm saying.
That could cause some interesting situations. I would hope that they would leave that home. Like, you don't get to come.
What if you're a woman that's been messing with two different guys, they don't know, but they both send the invite?
I guarantee you that the NBA circles are too small. They know. That's like messing with two dudes in the same chapter, like if you're in a frat or something. They know. They know. Anytime you think they don't know, they know.
You think even they don't
care at this point? Not if they, even if they're not in the same chapter, they know, because they know each other. So
okay.
That's probably the best way to look at it. Like, if you messing with somebody in Mizzou, but then you in St. Louis, and you messing with somebody that's at one of the St. Louis schools, we know.
Yeah, but okay, but that'd be like, what if somebody's at the Colorado chapter, and you in the St. Louis chapter, you may not
same
know
province.
Because.
We know.
I said we still know.
We have the same meetings.
California
bro.
Versus St. Louis then.
Well, I mean, at that point, you got to also discredit the fact that these dudes been playing AAU together, that they've been in college.
Point taken.
There's too many ties that bind. The NBA is too small of a community for it not to be out there.
So no lady could be there and be in two different rooms and nobody know.
No, I mean, I got some people we can certainly bring on to give the to get the details about this. But this also is a good time to talk about the venture that's getting ready to our next venture that's going to be coming out of the network, and that's going to be the Scenario Sportscast.
Yes, and that's gonna be, man, I can't wait for you to drop this.
Hey, man, and that's going to be with yours truly, man. I spent a lot of time talking about sports here and whatnot. You know my background. You know my story. You know where I'm at. You know how I try to make the bacon at the house. But we're going to get into a brand new element of sports here on the first sports-only podcast. It's crazy we haven't had one yet. But the first sports-only podcast on the Stradlocash Network, man, it's going to be the Scenario Sportscast hosted by yours truly. I'm going to have different people coming on all the time to talk about different elements of sports, different pro athletes, different different collegiate athletes, other writers, different people like that, just really pulling on my network and pulling on friends I got, man, to come in and talk about different angles of the sports world. As what you're seeing here, of course, is also with a couple of, you know, some legitimate angles as well. But, you know, not to say that these aren't. These are certainly things that matter. These scenarios matter, but we're going to definitely dive into some other ones. And here's another look into that before we move too far past this, talking about the NBA restart. Mm-hmm. We would be tragically off brand if we didn't address the Lou Williams situation.
Shout out to Lou Williams.
Sweet Lou Will.
He is making himself into an icon outside of being an icon.
Like an icon within an icon.
Yeah, so he was already an icon with the whole situation he had, what was it, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago when he had two girlfriends.
God, that was him.
Yes, that's Sweet Lou. Sweet
Everything
Lou.
Makes sense now.
Yeah. People forgot that Sweet Lou had two girlfriends sitting on the baseline at every one of his games, that he was in a full relationship with both of them.
Yes, and they were in a relationship with each other.
For 2 years.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. You know what? Leave Lou Williams alone, man. He didn't let y'all know that
And then Lou Williams comes right out of high school, too?
Yeah, he came out of Mississippi.
From the SIP.
Yeah.
Sweet Lou got caught up in the strip club getting some wings. And you know what? The dude, that Jack Harlow, whoever, the little punk rapper or whatever, that was some sucker stuff to put that up, knowing that he's got, you know, like, that's what we can, every picture, you don't need to put it up.
That's when cats be living for the gram, man.
You put that out after, way after the fact, like, man, after everything is up, like, man, I ain't want to put this out. Or ask Lou, like, yo, Lou, can I put this up?
I'm sure, Lou. Some things, man, you just don't need to have a camera out for.
And one of the or I just take a camera and I show you and be like, hey, dog, last night at Magic City, I saw Lou Williams. And that's just me and you. I just send it to you. That don't mean that, or show it to you on my phone. That don't mean I had to put it on Instagram.
That don't mean you send it to TMZ. But, right. But yeah, so yeah, that's a real thing. So like for y'all that don't know, man, the Lou Williams situation, Lou Williams left the NBA bubble, you know, and went back to Atlanta for a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So while he was there, he stopped by Magic City. And real quick, you know, to his things, he stopped in, you know what I'm saying, blessed the scene, got him something to eat, and then headed on back out. Now, here's a couple of things about this situation that I wanted to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, was Lou really there for the wings and fries, or was he there for the hips and thighs?
Yes, I believe he was there for that.
For both?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the wings and thighs and the hips and fries. Like, is that like a combo plate you can order? That's a four-way combo.
Yeah, but this is the thing, is that some people are like, wow, he couldn't have been there for the food. You haven't been to a black strip club. There is some great food at some of these black strip clubs across the nation.
Yes, indeed.
Some great jumbo shrimp platters, indeed, that are out there.
Indeed.
Like, I've been to a strip club, like, yo, I don't like going to strip clubs. Somebody was like, if I'm kind of hungry, I'm like, you know what, I'll go real quick because I know they got that jumbo shrimp platter.
Yeah, that jumbo shrimp platter is like it's like a mainstay of every reputable strip club is worth being there.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have a jumbo strip platter, jumbo shrimp platter, I kind of don't want to be there.
Yes, I don't even trust your establishment at that point.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want just like when they give you just like a ridiculous amount of fries and you'd be like, son, like you can't even see the plate or the basket because there's just so many fries in that joint.
It's just like us going to Illusions on the east side to get them jumbo shrimp and then wings over there.
Yo, that's one of the best wings and shrimp plates in America, too.
America, dude. If anybody, I wouldn't advise you to go over there without a
guide.
Sacagawea. I was gonna say a Sacagawea.
You need like a Gandalf to take you on that.
Yeah, you need a guide to get over on the East St. Louis side to know how to maneuver around that way.
Yeah, but I highly recommend that. But yeah, so Lou did that. Lou had to come back and get quarantined. Now here's my thing: if I'm Lou, this is just me kind of looking at it and trying to look at it through a brother perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Lou been in the league since 2004, so this is Lou's 16th season. You know. Lou know the Clippers making the playoffs. Lou not really trying to play in these little warm-up games, you know. So, you know, he got business to handle. Go and take care of stuff. Lou know he going to be back in time to play when it count. Mm-hmm. When it count. You know, like the Lakers clinched number one. That's taken care of. That's out the bag now. Now Lou is back for the Clippers to play for the 2 seed. I think this is all strategy. When you talk about load management, Lou is just doing load management for himself. Decided to include
Magic
City. But
for 3 months, he should be good.
I mean, but there's a Magic City option in there. And if you've been living in a bubble with nothing but dudes for a couple of weeks, and that ain't really your lifestyle. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Think about your lifestyle as having at least two women, and you going to All brothers around you at all times.
Like my man Shorty Lowe said, must be two sides. So, so man, shout out to Lou Williams, man, and shout out to what that looks like.
Yeah, I shout out to him. Aries, the stripper that got interviewed by so some reporter actually went to Magic City and interviewed the strippers to see what happened there. And it was like, he was super nice. He came by and tipped me and then went to go get his food.
Amazing. Amazing.
But and at first he was like, man, that's kind of bad. I was like, no, that was his offering. That's like coming into the church and, you know, you walk in, they have the basket in front, you just walk by and you just put your money in and just keep it moving. That's what he did. He was like, keep it moving. And he went to go get his fish fry plate down at the fish fry at the bottom of the church.
Don't see a problem with that. Don't see a problem with that at all. Probably don't need strippers at church, but I mean, he was in an environment that kind of, you know.
But for Lou Williams, that seemed like that may be his sanctuary.
Listen, man, you're a brother from Mississippi. That's a different type of
Well, you know, they named the wings that he gets after him.
See, and that and he said,
they're lemon pepper and barbecue wings. They're lemon pepper and barbecue wings.
He said, anybody that knows me knows that's my favorite restaurant on earth. And I was just like, well,
and
hey,
they had my name is on a pair of wings there. Why wouldn't I go by there?
Lou Williams has an interesting legacy. Two women at the same time, you know, leaving a controlled NBA bubble for the Shake, you know, mm-hmm. to get his signature plate. And he's the greatest six man of all time. To me, this is just living up to what he is. He's just coming off the bench still.
He's like, I'm gonna sit in the hotel room. What could he figure out a way to get Magic City to ship him wings?
He probably could figure that out. He probably have to go through LeBron for that, though. LeBron, I feel like, is living like Nucky Thompson in that thing. Like, oh, he's living like, like, I think LeBron might be living like Goodfellas. Like, you ain't seen LeBron's hotel room or nothing. Like, LeBron just come walking out. I think the LeBron might be living like at the Fortress of Solitude or something. Like, he's like living like
Fortress of Solitude.
They gave LeBron all of the Epcot Center.
Like, yeah, like, cause you know, remember when the bubble first started? All the players like, man, this ain't what I'm used to. This room horrible.
Right.
LeBron, you never heard LeBron complain.
Hey, and speaking of that, Rajon Rondo's room was so bad, he got surgery.
Just to get out of there.
Like, he left. He got surgery. I was just like, so yeah. But anyway, man, this is going to be a little bit about what the Scenario Sportscast is like, man. We're going to definitely have a good time on it. We're going to work that in. More on that coming soon. But yeah, we'll be getting that in there as well. Before we move completely away from sports, I'm going to just throw this one at you, because while this is about sports, this is also about ridiculousness as well. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, it's official.
You said it earlier, bum fights, right?
Yeah, this has the potential to be one of the great bum fights of all time.
I'm worried about both of them for different reasons.
Yes, fair.
I'm worried about...
Like, so let me do this. Roy mm-hmm. Jones. Break down Roy Jones for me.
I'm worried about Roy Jones because he's been knocked out his last, like, five fights. Like, clean knocked out, too. Like... Yeah. He ain't all the way there. He can't be. He been knocked out five. He got knocked out in Ukraine, I think, in 2018 by somebody random.
Yeah. Like, you can't be at the point where you're just getting, like, KO'd like crazy mm-hmm. and then be like, all right, now I'm going to fight Mike Tyson.
And then Mike on the other side, he hasn't fought in, like, 15 years?
Probably. At least.
When was the McBride fight? That had to be, like, 05 maybe? 05, 06?
Somewhere, something crazy like that. But it's been a long time since Mike Tyson. I can't recall the last time I saw Mike Tyson fight. And like, and you know what? And the thing about, you know, and the thing about fight and against the things like that, it's not just, you know, all right, Mike Tyson fight. Like, I'm talking about Mike Tyson fighting for real. Not that end of the road.
Right.
Mike Tyson. Yeah, 2005 was Mike Tyson's last fight.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He fought Kevin McBride.
This is McBride, yep.
And it didn't go well for Mike at all, you know. So in Mike's last four pro fights, he's 1-3. Here's the let you know how long it's been since Mike Tyson fought last. His fourth to last fight of his career, he fought Lennox Lewis,
and that was in 2002.
Bruh, that's forever ago. Lennox Lewis, like think about 2005. You know what I'm saying? Like what was happening in 2005? Like, LeBron was in his second year in the league.
Just to put it in perspective.
The Cardinals won the World Series the next year. Albert Pujols was in, like, his fourth year in the game. Albert's, like, 43 now. Like, Come on, man. Like, it's stupid stuff. Like Bush was president.
Yeah. This is a long time ago. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I worry about Mike, because he hasn't fought in a long time.
You shouldn't. There shouldn't be three presidential terms crossed, and you since your last fight, and then you getting in the ring. So I don't know. I know that we definitely are gonna be recapping that as that comes along. But that's this has the potential to be bum fights extraordinaire, like elite level bum fights.
Yeah, it's just bad for business, man. This is just.
All right, man. So let's get to the let's get to the brass tacks of the day here. And let me throw you to one of your people real quick. You know, we talk about how the Rona is causing different effects, side effects in people's worlds and things mm-hmm. like that. But apparently there was a brother who decided to spend $1.6 million in COVID-19 relief funds on a Lamborghini and a Rolex, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
What was it? wasn't it a brother that did the same thing with the funds from the return funds from that you get for businesses too?
Yes.
I think I read it was another brother when Corona first started.
Yes, and that was a big problem that was happening. People was taking that money and they was flipping it, like in these like just making it go to work like that. The dude that had the car as well. So yeah, I mean, like luxury items. You know, the U.S. attorney got locked up in this. Lee Price III was arrested and charged with making false statements to a financial institution, wire fraud, bank fraud, engaging in unlawful monetary transaction. He appeared in federal court at 2:00 on Tuesday and was appointed a federal public defender. Time out.
Federal public defender.
So you do all this, and now you got a PD?
That's because you're doing this all wrong. This whole game, you're doing this all game all wrong.
Is that because you misappropriated these funds and they froze up his actual bread?
Definitely that, but yeah, that's probably a lot to do. They might have froze all his funds.
Damn.
Actually, the more I think about it, they actually froze all his funds, to be honest.
So, is this like elite level panhandling?
Oh, most definitely.
Like, 1.6 million in COVID funds, bruh?
My thing is, how are you able to do this, period? Like, you should have a company that should have be able to worth a certain amount to be able to even get this amount of money. That's almost, if this ain't no conspiracy. This feels like something where they was like, well, we don't want people to really have money, so we just going to give out money just to everybody and not even have any, no checks and balances at all for it, just to be able to prove a point that we don't need to give out money.
I mean, this just happens when you just create money. You're just like, how much money? Fine, just give them. It doesn't matter. Like, just give him what, 1.6? Like, it's so, here's how the play went. On the loan application, he said he had numerous entities and each of them had numerous employees with significant payroll expenses. Like, according to the charges, however, neither entity had employees nor pays wages consistent with the amount claimed on the loan.
Why can't you just, you should better have to prove tax-wise for how much tax you pay for how much you can get.
So let me tell you this. I just figured this out in 5 seconds, what he did here, okay?
Okay.
What he did was he did the old student loan hustle, where he took the maximum amount of student loans and got the refund and got more than was necessary to keep this business afloat. And he took the refund and he bought some J's with it. And when I mean some J's, he bought a Lamborghini with it. And when I mean now you owe the money because it came due, I mean you stole money from a pandemic relief fund instead of actually – just got a student loan and made bad decisions with it. So this is, and you're black. This is a breakaway Michael Jordan 1986 slam dunk amount of fed time he about to get for this.
Oh, that they're gonna give him full fed time. Like everything.
This is like the we can't give you Negroes nothing in Hall of Fame right here. This is like when Mike went with one hand to the rim against the Lakers and then came down on the other side. like that's how this prosecutor gonna walk into court. Like, yeah, we getting every bit of this. This is Larry Bird in the corner level of prosecution. Like, this is happening.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, how do we? Wow.
I don't think there's anything else to say. I mean, that's just it is what it is. And you would think that almost that would qualify for our WTFW of the week.
Nah.
But this week, we're going to go over and above that. Because I want to actually, I'm just going to give you the floor for this. Because I feel like this is something that's in every level of your spirit. Like okay. Every part of your spirit, this is going to touch. So we're going to talk about Stella Emanuel, COVID-19 cover-up, and Demon Seed.
Oh, man. Here we go.
So I'll throw the questions out there. I have one question, and then I just want to let you take it from here. If there's any room left, I'll resume the conversation.
Okay.
So with it being the WTFW here potentially of the year, we got a little bit of time to go.
And every other month we think this it can't get any worse, and it's always something.
The stakes keep getting higher. At the end of the year, when we do the year-end review episode and we compile these, we'll see what comes out. But so I'm going to ask you right now, what exactly in the hell happened here? This is like disenfranchised black person of
I mean, if you look at the way everything was set up on a real basis, there was a lot of conservative venues that were pushing out these doctors, the white coat summit, or whatever it is being called. And the white coat summit was the woman that's coming out saying hydrocodone is the cure for COVID, and that all this is fake, you know, and all that stuff, and it's not as bad. The problem is that these doctors aren't necessarily all the way 100 real doctors. And then on top of that, even more and even crazier is how these different the people that were pushing out were like these very, very fringe right wing venues that were pushing this out and set up the press conference and all these different aspects. And this woman that comes out and says, like, yeah, the woman that she was pushing, like, Trump don't like black women like that, so why would he push her? Especially an African black woman. Ain't that from the deplorables countries?
the deplorables. No, it's a, what is it, dirtbag?
No, it's deplorables. I thought it was like countries of deplorables or whatever.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think y'all really could trust Trump to leave a black woman, especially from Africa? And then this is the crazy thing is that when you research her, she believes that, you know, if you're having like bodily issues as a woman, you had sex with demon in your dream. Yeah, and you got that demon semen in you.
So what's the FDA saying about that? Have we gotten a follow up from the FDA?
They not even gonna touch that. They is like, that's not even worth even writing up a press release for.
Like Planned Parenthood, anybody, you know?
Nah, no need for that. That's just ridiculousness.
Okay. All right, cool. I just want to make sure.
More ridiculous is how many people believe this stuff, man. They were like, I remember I saw so many posts of like people they trying to hold her back from speaking the truth. It's so, you know, I'm like, yo, you work at Jiffy Lube, man, as the front counter person, and you're going to tell me that you understand it no more than real doctors. And this woman with talking about the demon seed inside of women and having miscarriages and all kind of stuff like that because they had sex in their dream with a demon.
Well, this was an example of why a bunch of people went up there and got medical degrees, you know, and it's like, man, you a podiatrist, man. What you doing talking about this?
And nothing wrong with our foot doctors. Shout out to all our foot doctors out there.
Yeah, but much love, but I'm not coming to you for respiratory therapy advice or talk to you about a respiratory disease. It's just not what we're here for.
Yeah, I think it was called the White Coat Summit, I believe.
It should have been called the Red Coats Are Coming.
Yeah, the White Coat Summit is the name of it. And the woman's name, let's get her name correct and get her all the props that she deserves. She's a doctor from Houston, I know that. I believe Houston. I believe she's from Houston. Dr. Stella Emanuel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give Dr. Stella all the love she's supposed to get.
Sound like she's been drinking a couple too many Stellas, talking about that.
Yeah. So she's also an evangelist. Nothing wrong with that. But let's see.
But wasn't the lowdown on her that she's got a medical office right next door to a church that's in a strip mall?
Yes. So right here, August 3rd, Texas Medical Board takes warning shot at Dr. Stella Emanuel, others touting COVID. Basically, they like, yo, we finna pull your shit. Mm-hmm. You don't, you know, straighten up with these crazy claims.
And that's what Facebook did to Trump yesterday, was that they pulled down his post because they said this is misinformation. Like,
and that's the thing, is think about it. Texas don't really care about a lot of their people in general. So for them to pull this and say, hey, hold on now, you kind of tripping, that must mean it's for real.
Hey, so throwback, and I think we might need to just do a complete revision of this in light of what's happened this year. What year is it in Texas right now?
Oh. 1952.
Okay. So if it's 2020 in New York right now, it's mm-hmm. 1952 in Texas.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So yeah, so she gets the WTFW on every level possible. Every level possible for this first week of August 2020. It's crazy that it's August right now.
It don't feel like it, man. It feels like it's March still, bro.
Yeah, it's like you just got frozen in time, like Sub-Zero popped on the screen or something, and we just stuck back there. They said when they said that we got 6 weeks until elections, I was like, what? You know, or
it don't that definitely don't feel like it, man. Like,
yeah, this is crazy. This is insane that's the case. Like, here we are.
Dang, they got her Wikipedia page up fast. Did you hear me? They got a Wikipedia for her page up fast.
Yeah, you got to memorialize that type of ridiculousness. That's a must. So we're getting ready to make the switch into a couple of other items that we have here, namely some questionable advertising from the Colonel and his people out in across the seas.
Them chicken wars ain't gonna stop, bro.
Chicken wars. This is a new branch in the chicken wars that went in a different direction. Before we pull up this image, because I want to share this with everybody as we talk about this, I do need to update Chicken Wars as they've taken on, as I've gone on, you know, been in the house. So about a month ago, I was riding through town, and I was riding past Lee's. I was coming, I was hungry. I needed something to get, you know, Lee's Chicken recently ended the Chicken Wars. So I stopped off and I said, yo, let me get that spicy sandwich, yo. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that spicy Lee's thing, man. Got it back to the crib. You know, Lee's got some different sides, but it isn't like going there. Yo, I got the okra. I got some fried okra with that joint. You know what I'm saying? And came on back to the crib. Got that okra cracking first a little bit. You know, them easy. You know, just hit a couple of them, get started. And I got that sandwich. And I got to say, man, that ain't what's up. That ain't what that Lee's sandwich, that's not what we're here for. It's it was like they was trying to do like three other Chicken Wars sandwiches, and none of them, and it didn't quite stick the landing on the imitation of any of them.
Oh, so it was just like, we just got to get this out fast.
Yeah, it was a questionable bun. It was like a weird type of bun. The chicken wasn't, it was like, it was, you know, when you just eat something that's a little hot, but it ain't really tasty. You know what I'm saying? Just like the flavor for this is just hot. And it wasn't like hot. It was just like a little, spicy makes you think the wrong thing. It was just like a little spiced. It was spiced. Yeah, it was spiced. So I got to say, for where I'm at on the power rankings for the Chicken Wars, that one right there, that particular one is coming in last place for me right now.
Oh, wow. Last place.
It won't be revisited.
Wow. So out of all the chicken sandwiches, that's the last place one.
That's for the prominent chicken sandwiches. The ones that the people that have started producing chicken sandwiches to enter the battles.
Right. Not overall just chicken sandwiches ever.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. Not like, I don't consider a McChicken to be part of the Chicken Wars.
Right. That's a subsidiary. That's a something else that was going on. Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we did get some. We did have another blunder in the potential in people trying to cater things to Black people, and cater things to minorities in the name of, hey, we support you, and we get, I guess these it's like the Black box phenomena, basically the Blackout Tuesday extended edition. Mm-hmm. So. So can we get this one up? Can we share this with people for this AFC ad? So for our people, for our folks that are viewing this thing, we'll describe it for our folks that are just on the audio only version. But this is something that deserves a visual output as well. Let's get this. up for you, and then we can just, I didn't even read the article that went with this, because I just said, I'll just go ahead and write this article myself in real time.
Hold up, I'm going to pull it on up. Oh, let me just go back. All right, sharing my screen for everybody that's out there. There you go, right there. Jesus. Happy Emancipation Day.
Can we just get a zoom in on that one? Let's just get that one.
Actually, let's... let's get another one.
We could just leave that there. That's good enough. So as you can see here, there is a small drumette that is holding itself up with a Black Power fist behind it. Now, this was named for Emancipation Day in Trinidad, where, you know, there was some freedom that was gained. Hey, can you go over to this one that has the description over here? This one over here that has the statement that goes with it too. I like for my misguided.
This one right here.
Go over. You see the Emancipation Day post right here. Yeah, let's take a look at that.
At KFC Trinidad, we always strive to recognize our nation's multicultural history and makeup and play our part in recognizing it. Our intention was to support and recognize the importance of the historically significant event. We recognize that our post commemorating Emancipation Day drew some negative responses. Clearly, we got it wrong, and we want to apologize for the offense created. As a result, we're reviewing the approval process of all our communications to avoid situations like this occurring.
Okay. So, yeah, that's like spelling out Juneteenth in cursive inside of a watermelon. Let's take all the seeds. Let's take all the watermelon seeds and spell out.
I can see how somebody thought that was cute, though. Like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is great. You know, we're putting our – that's another example of when you don't have Black people in the room. This is why there always needs to be a Black person in your marketing department right there. Because as soon as I'm in that meeting, they say, all right, so this is what we came up with. And put that on the screen, and there's a chicken wing that's holding up a power fist behind it. Nope, we're not doing that one. We're not doing that one. Uh-uh, abort. Because I can't go home with my family knowing I work in marketing for KFC and I let a chicken wing with a Black Power fist go out. I can't do that. I can't go home at night with that. I wouldn't get to sleep if I okayed that as a Black man. So this is another example of why every marketing department needs to have Black people in the room. At the very least, you just need a brother in the corner. Like, just have him be there. Just have him be there as the Blackness monitor. Or like Obama's translator on Key and Peele.
Yep, that's a good one.
You just need somebody to be there to be like, nope, not a good idea. Let's think this through. We can figure out something else to do. We got a lot of talented people at our expense, but chicken wing with a fist, not it. That's not it.
It's got to go another way.
It's divisive on several different levels too. It's also going to be divisive against brothers that like flats. Don't represent me with a drumette. Represent me with a flat. If you're going to do it, if you're going to disrespect, here's my thing. If you're going to disrespect me, at least disrespect me in my own flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's real. That's actually
just
real.
Saying, bro.
Dang, so, that's real. Wow. If you think about it even deeper, I know y'all really like that chicken. So let me try to pander to you and say it's independence, but I really don't give a fuck about your Independence Day.
I want to make one that has like a casserole on it or something, or like a seven-layer salad, like Happy Colonizer Day.
Or a potato, what is it, the potato salad or whatever, mayonnaise.
The one that we banned, the mayonnaise potato salad. Yes, we banned mayonnaise potato salad. That can't come back.
That's not viable.
All right, man, so we also had some footage. needed to share. You forwarded me this. I will broadcast this one with you. But I wanted to share some of the footage about pre-existing conditions that also emerged in light of the environment that we're in right now.
Okay. Let me pull it up. Hold up. Give me a second.
Are you ready for the transformation?
Yeah. We go and pause it.
Black folks and white folks right now on how we're gonna share this country together. Let's put it that way. Let's go to the footage. Let's see where we at. Uh-oh. He got that Peter Griffin on.
Hey, they just folded up. They just gave up, dude. They just gave up.
Hold on. You got to bring that back. Bring that back.
Hold on. No.
Oh, he's hurting me. Oh.
Look at her leg.
But hold on, rewind that again. Look at his stance. I want to just hit pause on when he come back in the door. Like when dude go out the door, I just need you to hit pause on him. Hit pause right now. Now that's that stance when you know you're getting ready to get your ass whooped right there. His stance and the way he got his legs out right there, he looking like, uh-oh, I got some trouble getting ready to come in the door for me. Hit play so he can see when this trouble comes at him. Boom,
Hey, what he, hey, for the record, I don't think he's really knocked out. I think he just don't want to get hit no more. Just laying there.
Yes, I think he pulled a possum.
Now, her getting back up, though, makes no sense here. I don't understand why
she realized that she was getting back up. That was just her, that was her nervous system realizing that it just got shut off.
All right, hold on. Is he not done?
You just dropped both of them off of me, mama. Both of me,
he comes back.
The question I have is that I gotta know what they said to that brother. Because, I mean, you don't just flip out and just put somebody down like that without them having just, you know, completely said something just off the charts to you. My biggest question is, like, what? How did that start? Where did it start? I need backstory. I need details. I need to know what happened to get that brother to the point where he's at with that. And oh wait a minute, I think somebody just showed up that knows exactly what.
How you doing,
said.
My brother? I exactly know exactly what happened. As you see here, I have tape on my glasses. This is actually in retrospective. Those white people that took that ass whooping.
Oh,
this is
so
exactly
brother,
like the, how the glasses are.
He has shown up. He has arrived. Brother Akbar X is in the building. Brother Akbar, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good, my brother. First, I want to give Assalamu Alaikum to the brothers over at We Coming For You podcast. They had me on there for an extended period of time. They didn't let me talk as much as I wanted to and just be as radical. I tried to teach them a little bit of mathematics. Okay. On there as well, and I put out my 3-point plan to how bring blackness back to wrestling.
Okay. Oh well.
Yeah, everybody can go check that out. The We Coming For You podcast. I was on there this week. It just dropped. So.
So that means that you've had a lot of conflict in the things that you viewed this week, especially here. So I don't know if you got a chance to see the footage that we had there. I'm assuming that footage like that probably gets sent by your office before.
Oh yeah. No.
Out.
I was actually the one recording that.
Oh. All right. So how did it get started? Like, what happened there?
So basically, you know, brothers don't like nobody not wearing no masks around them like that. So, it was something, you know, you don't give them that 6 feet, the separation. And they were saying it doesn't matter that this COVID thing doesn't exist. And he said, I'm going to slap the shit out of you, white woman, any moment now. And the other guy said, not my wife. And he said, I'll slap the shit out of you too.
Oh.
And then I'm assuming this part, allegedly, nigga was dropped right after that.
Oh, don't know.
And then that's when I pulled my phone up. Like, when I, like, I heard that, like, as soon as I heard that happen, I was like, oh, it's finna go down. Let me pull my phone up. And so I was gonna help the brother. I was actually gonna help the brother because, you know, it was 2-on-1. But as you can see, he didn't need no help at all.
Mm-mm. No, it didn't look like it. It didn't look like it. He had
it under control.
He landed a 20-piece crispy with at least 3 sides on that one. So that was something else.
Yeah, that was a little bit of reparations there. Just a little taste of, I wouldn't call it reparations, tasterations.
Okay.
Twist.
Okay. So while I got you here, there's mm-hmm. a couple of things. One thing I wanted to get your thoughts on, and then one thing I wanted to share with you. Yes, you know, why you were here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Angela King Stanton person.
Yeah. I know her. I used to holler at her back in the day.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, whether you know, just kind of knowing about where things are at with her. And you know, obviously
she used to sell drugs, though. We got locked up at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were locked up at the same time.
Feels like this is like a season of Orange is the New Black that didn't like quite make air. But
yeah, I used to get with her a little bit early in her life. You know, she used to pop and drop and lock it all the time for brothers all the time. Hey, I don't know who she is now.
Oh, well, you know, it's crazy how people grow up and change. So
she still got a fat booty though.
Oh, all right. Well, I know allegedly. You wouldn't do it. I know you wouldn't do it any other way.
Allegedly.
So
she got mad at me technically because I was dibbling dabbling with white women too, and that's why she got mad at me.
So this she said this earlier this week, sent out a tweet, ended up getting retweeted in comments, 9,500 times, but got 20,000 likes. So she's a U.S. House candidate.
That sounds just like her.
She's a U.S. House candidate out of the 5th Ward or section of Georgia, whatever that is, which makes even more sense. But she says, all celebrities and Democrats catch COVID and magically heal. But Herman Cain is dead? I swear I hate it here. I was right there with him. We were perfectly fine. This is war.
I took her to a Herman Cain rally for a date. That's how she met Herman Cain. We both supported Herman Cain in the 2012 elections.
So I wanted to walk through this scenario a little bit mm-hmm. of what she's saying here. You know, she says, she says, swear I hate it here. So that alludes to the fact that she's in tune with blackness, because that is very clear black jargon to say you hate it.
I told you she used to be with me at my trap house. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Before I converted.
So, but her saying that she was right there with him, perfectly fine, and this is war. Mm-hmm. When she said this is war, I immediately said I have to come talk more about this, because you're going to know about this culture war and about what that looks like on a level that I'm just not as deep into the weeds.
Yeah. This is the thing about the COVID, though. You know, COVID. Let's break down the word COVID first. COVID. Okay. The other. What does COVID backwards say?
Devic.
Devic. Exactly. It's a guy named Terrence Devic. He actually is the one. He used to sell a lot of cotton balls and a lot of toilet paper back in the day in the swap meet. I think he's a part of this as well, but that's a whole other thing. But let's get to Angie. I call her Angie, you know what I'm saying? She had a big booty, was called a big booty Angie. Okay. And, you know, back in the day, you know, I used to be doing my thing before I got locked up, this and that, and hither and thither. And she always said that she wanted to go to the highest levels of everything, you know? And I was like, what you mean, the highest levels of the game? She was like, no, I'm thinking a little bit bigger. And then she got popped. I got popped. We both went to jail. Anyway, I converted to the Nation, and she converted to Trump. We both had conversions. You know, we both went two different ways. We both don't like Obama that much, but she went that way, I went this way. I can't really mess with Trump too much, even though sometimes he says some things correct, but a clock is right 2 times every day. So is that as they would say. And then if you put that on top of that, actually 2 times a day, if you take the 2, multiply that by 6, that's 12, multiply that by another 2, that's 24. You thought it was going to be Kobe. No, subtract that by 12, multiply by 2 again, then you get to Kobe.
Oh, so you have to, it's like a double around Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah,
end around Kobe, and she's a ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I felt real bad at Herman Cain thing. They wouldn't let me go. They won't let anybody that has felonies come to Herman Cain's funeral. I found out. I was on go.
So,
I love Herman Cain.
That Kobe theory is an end around. So it's like the Philly special that the Eagles use in the Super Bowl. And where is Kobe Bryant from?
He's from Philly. Exactly. So you already seeing this mathematics is getting, brother, every week you're getting closer and closer. You still need a little bit more knowledge, but you're getting closer and closer.
Okay, so speaking of knowledge, before we let you get out of here, man, I know that this particularly evenings are a tougher time.
Right, because you know that I have to be back, before 9 o'clock. Now. You know, before 9 o'clock, I'm off of house arrest. So,
absolutely. Like permanent house arrest. The only person I know. When everybody is on house arrest, you're on permanent house
arrest. That's what the white man does to you, though. That's what the white man does to you right now, my brother. He's got you on permanent house arrest right now in COVID.
Okay, I want to talk to you about another white man real quick. The Colonel Sanders. And
racist. He's racist.
I'm going to read you a headline. I just wanted to read you a headline and then just get your immediate reaction and thoughts. Okay.
All right. So, all right.
KFC is working.
Racist.
KFC is working with a Russian.
Racist. 3D, you didn't even say anything.
Bioprinting firm. Hold on. I want to give you the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
There's so many levels to this math that I want to just give you the whole thing. So KFC is working with a Russian 3D bioprinting firm to try to make lab-produced chicken nuggets, and they're touting it as the future of meat. So just your immediate reaction.
This is a setup for the black man to fall right here. And this is why I have had a full-on boycott of KFC called FKFC. It's a simple thing. You can actually go to fkfc.com and you could donate to the donation box, as well as the petition to get the Colonel off of there. And a dude named Rodney Templeton, who is the real creator of the herbs and spices, put on the KFC bucket. And we should not eat KFC until that brother Rodney's on the bucket.
So here's how this is supposed to happen, because this is a lot of layers to this thing. So I want to try to get through this and try to understand it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
KFC plans on providing a bioprinting firm with the ingredients like breading and spices to achieve the signature KFC taste. And then they will seek to replicate the taste and texture of genuine chicken.
Well, aren't they doing that already? Isn't their chicken already fake?
Well, I think they're doubling down. They're doing the Philly special, see?
They're doing a 24. Okay.
They're going from 8 to 24 here.
Okay.
So here's the thing. They're saying that the bioprinting process uses animal material, so nuggets produced with it wouldn't be vegetarian. However, KFC does offer a vegetarian option at some of its restaurants, as it has the Beyond Meat, and they're going to have Beyond Meat Chicken that's coming out this summer as well. So, of all the things we're worried about for Russia right now, and all these levels of this, is them penetrating the chicken market the most direct attack for the Russians against Black African Americans so far?
It's always an attack against the black man. With everything possible, we have attacks at all places, all causes. So that's just one individual, a certain attack. The only problem is, if they'd have got Popeyes to do this, that would be more of a viable attack that I'd be fearful of. Not too many brothers are eating KFC.
Breaking through on Popeyes would be, I think, more or less of like a federal offense in black community.
It'll be a declaration of war by Russia against black people overtly.
Absolutely. Okay, Akbar, anything else, man, that you have?
Yeah, last thing before I get out of here, brother Kanye West, I just wanted to speak on him with his voting practices and what he's doing with that. The problem with Kanye is he won't get right until he lets go of that white girl.
Oh, okay.
That white girl is poisoning him. The white girls will lift you up and bring you down at the same time. And that's the thing that I've been trying to preach to brothers for a while. And in my new book coming out, White Women Only Good for 6 Months, I'm gonna dive into that. And how you only need them for 6 months to get your credit good, you got to let them go after that, because then they'll poison you. You know, it's kind of like keeping the water not changing in some flowers.
Got you.
Just for all the brothers out there. So Kanye West, I don't know what's going on with him right now. We're going to visit him a little bit more next week.
Okay. Well, hey, man. Well, say Brother X, I appreciate you coming by, man. And I always hope to see you again the next week.
I appreciate it, brother. I heard your fiance is super light skinned, and you know, I just look into that. I know you already light yourself, brother. Just make sure that you know y'all keep a lot of melanin in your system. Make sure you drink your electrolytes. Make sure you eat mangoes, and make sure that you take your hydrocalori.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, I'll get with you offline about where to make that pickup on.
Oh, no, you can actually go to AkbarXHydrochlorine.com and you can pick up your own. You know, I got 55 businesses. I'm at home. I'm on house arrest before 9. So I have a lot of time on my hands.
There it is. Well, there it is. There's our sponsor spot for the week. So thank you, Akbar, for coming out, brother. We appreciate you. So 3D Russian printed chicken.
Yeah, man, Akbar be off the chain, man. Sometimes, man, he's really believing that these people trying to get him, but he's you get so many different parts of his life every time you talk to him. Because before he was real closed off with us at first. Now he's giving us different part. I didn't even know he dated the woman Angela.
I wouldn't have ever put those two together ever. Never. I would love to see his Wikipedia page in chronological order.
You ain't lying about that.
That'd be something to behold.
Yeah.
All right, man. So speaking of Kanye West, man, let's get into our scenario tonight, man. Kanye West is continuing this journey into being further and further away from what I would define as sanity, as his presidential campaign has continued. And he announced earlier today that Kanye 2020 is going to be a part of the birthday party, not the Republican, not the Democrat, the party, right. not MAFA or MAGA, but the birthday party. I mean, I don't know. That's so far off the Richter scale that I had to look at it and I had to really say, is this really a thing? Like, even for Kanye, it's at that point. But you always have to remember that Kanye has joined the Mike Tyson zone, where if they say something that's super crazy and they put his name next to it, you should believe it until proven wrong.
Like, you have to, you don't need to fact check. He has to come out and say, I didn't say that.
Yes, he's got to come out and say that. He absolutely does. So I actually thought about this real quick and I decided to do some research on the Kanye West presidential campaign, because there's been some shady stuff that's been going on around this. And I want to, bring it up to where we're at. So right now, the endorsements that he has are 2 Chainz, Chance the Rapper, although he recanted that endorsement afterwards. I do know that he moved it back.
Right. he saw what was really going on. He was like, ew.
Yes. Dez Bryant, Daryl Revis, Kim Kardashian, and Elon Musk. Those are his 6 endorsements so far.
I mean, do some of them just don't, they just like, fuck it, whatever.
I mean, he's got endorsements from 2 retired football players, one and a half other rappers since one dropped off. Elon Musk, who is
Dr.
Doom. Whatever.
Who's Dr. Doom?
Yes, Dr. Doom. Thank you, Dr. Doom. And Kim Kardashian, who needs no introduction into this.
I hope your wife would endorse you. Well, in his case, I could see that maybe being something crazy with that Kardashian clan.
So in further descriptions here, Al Jazeera News has described West as having a Republican-leaning pro-black religious platform.
And I don't he's
running,
that.
And he's running under the banner of the newly formed birthday party, but that if Trump wasn't running, he would have affiliated with the Republican Party. Mm. So that's one hell of a paragraph I just read right there.
No, that's a lot.
Republican-leaning, let's break this down. A Republican-leaning pro-black religious platform.
Okay, that's okay.
Two of those things immediately offset each other, being a Republican pro-black.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So it's like you have all these different elements that kind of connect, like religious and Republican makes sense. Religious and black makes sense. Republican leaning black doesn't make sense. And putting religion between black and white people most certainly doesn't make sense. So I'm really lost at what this means, but I can tell you one conclusion that I've come to about exactly what this absolutely seals it up for. this brother's one of the foremost sellouts of all time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people though, man, that you can. Oh man, that's a lot of people.
It's funny,
man,
that you say that, because I have brought a list. I have prepared a list of other blacks and minorities who have sold out in the name of greater good in their eyes.
Okay.
I would like to start with sellout, the original sellout, and that is Judas Iscariot, who absolutely was a brother. So, because I'm pretty sure that Jesus never actually saw a white person in his life. So there's that too. I guess the Romans at the end, and it didn't work out too well for that brother when they showed up.
Yeah, that was a bad look overall.
Yeah, that was tough. Next brother I'd like to put up is Flavor Flav.
Flav just kind of a pickaninny. I wouldn't necessarily call him a sellout.
So on the scale of things to not be, what would you rather be, a pickaninny or a sellout?
I'd rather be a pickaninny than a sellout.
Oh, okay.
Pickaninnies still have a little bit of morality to them still. They still have, they just do some dumb shit.
Okay. I could get with
that. Yeah, sellout is literally deliberately just throwing your people under the bus. A pickaninny is like, oh, I didn't know. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like playing basketball with a retarded kid or a mentally challenged kid.
So, thing I would say is that also, I mean, I didn't expect for that one to get shot down as quickly as it did. I know that you have a very great list of sellouts that you call.
I mean, we're missing Clarence Thomas.
Well, yeah, of course. So, I mean, you know,
he's the king of them all, right?
Clarence Thomas is in there. I know that this is a sensitive time for you right now, and I don't want to like put a pressure point. Herman Cain has to be in there, though.
No, I'm gonna push back on that one. Big Daddy Herman Cain, I'm not gonna do that. Rest in peace, Herman.
It feels like he died for the sellout.
No, he died. He died in a dump. He was definitely a sellout, but he's not the king of them.
No, I didn't say the king of them. The king of them is Judas.
Oh, you're saying it's generally a sellout? Yes.
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 Herman Cain is. Yes.
Yes, not the king. Not the king. I mean, there's Kanye is. I think Kanye has, without a doubt, taken that title for himself at this point. Who else do we have there that's just completely has moved off? We got to think about some of the where the white women at, brothers.
It's a lot of them. Oh, Kanye's, you know, no. Somebody that's highly rising is that DA in Kentucky for the Breonna Taylor situation.
Oh yes,
where he got caught out there to all them white people on his engagement party, and he's supposed to be investigating. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's sitting there sniggling and giggling with all these white, only brother there, mm-hmm, smiling and giggling with all these white people. And it does look like it is. I'm not necessarily saying just because it's anything like that, but the optics of that look horrible considering. Yeah,
it doesn't look great when you got that going on around there too.
So he's rising by the day until he figures out what to do with this Breonna Taylor situation.
And speaking of which, one thing that I'm not going to let happen while we talking about sellouts, one person is not a sellout, and I saw some people try to paint that picture this week, and I ain't going for it, is Wesley Bell here in St. Louis.
The prosecutor. Why are we doing that? I mean, I get he's not a sellout. No, nowhere close to it.
Nowhere close to it. There's a job that has to be done, and maybe some of the tactics of what happened are disappointing, but that's way different than a sellout. That's a different.
Wesley Bell ain't at no engagement party during COVID with all these white people, no masks. And it's a pending case going on right now, and you're partying, talking about you working day, and that's a fucked up part. He said, I'm working day and night on this case to make sure that, you know, we investigate this.
Where's he headed next, Mar-a-Lago?
Got to be. Because he's a big Trump supporter too, man. He's setting himself up, man. He's one of the – and it's interesting. I actually read an article about him, and it was one of his old professors that was a black guy because he went to the University of Louisville and played football. And – when his professor said he'd been like that since he was in his classes.
That's wild.
Ain't that wild? He said no. He said that they would have debates about stuff like this, like along these lines, when he was an undergrad.
So the last person I'm going to put on this list that absolutely has to be there and has to be a part of it. And as always, we welcome you to submit in your people that you feel like maybe you can look past. I love to see the people that y'all bring in to the fray as much, mm-hmm, as I love the ones that I've thought about. is obviously the tag team champions of Sellout, the female tag team champions of Sellout, Omarosa and Candace Owens.
Oh, I thought you were saying Diamond and Silk.
Well, no, I don't think they're for sale. There's a difference between being for sale.
For sale. And okay, got you. Yeah,
there's a difference. Those two things aren't the same. Yeah,
the thing is, Omarosa, I still think she has some redeeming qualities at the end of the day.
She had to buy herself back, though. That's the right problem.
But I think Candace Owens has went past what Omarosa even dreamed of doing. You know what I mean? Like, she's went past that thing, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
Omarosa never came out and would say, like, inflammatory stuff about, like, she just worked up under Trump. She never said anything inflammatory about.
Yeah, we always knew what time that was. So yeah, you know what? For this one,
she's for sale. I would say she's for sale too.
Omarosa's for sale. You're right. Omarosa's for sale, but Candace Owens actually is a sellout.
But she's for sale too. That's the crazy part. She's a sellout, but for sale.
She's a double down though. She's a double down like that old sandwich from KFC.
There you go.
She's a double down.
Yep. She's definitely double down with it.
But Kanye, with this stuff, man, for me, like I said, man, this is an infamia, man. This is going against, you're running distraction. And the thing that came out, the thing that's most crazy about it is that all the stuff that come out about how they had people that were signing up for stuff like that, and then really what they was doing was praising it as a way of saying that, hey, you're signing up for him not to be on the ballot, but really what you were signing was getting him votes to be appear on the ballot. And this has been going on with support from the Republican Party and all sorts of people all across the country has been enabling him to get on this ballot and to be nothing but a disruptor and to try to be a sanctioned swing vote. And
that, yes,
happen around you. I think Kanye West, for me, I said this to you a couple weeks ago, he's in the unforgivable range for me. Like, I don't even want to listen to his music anymore.
You know what? And it's so funny, man. It's messed up, man, that I really feel that way too. Like something came out of that. I was like, damn, man. Like, I don't want to listen to that.
I can't do it, man. And then I was listening. Shout out to our past guest for the program, friend of the program, DeMarco Davison. He said, I wouldn't be surprised. I was talking to him right before we got on today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's doing his work here in the area, trying to, you know, make sure that people are ready for November after making sure that people were ready for August. But he said that, man, I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye brought out an album now where he's talking about going back to college, where he's talking about the re-enrollment.
That's the name of the album, Re-Enrollment?
Yep, Kanye going back to college now.
That would be hilarious if he did.
Hey, hit pause real quick. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at this point for Ye just to, you know, do whatever at this point just to, you know, to be a contrarian, man. That's the danger of feeling like you always got to be outside the box. And I see, I don't think that I know anybody that's really taking him seriously. Like, I think that after that thing about Harriet Tubman and all that craziness, but the fact that you would insert yourself into such a pivotal point with this, and then you're going to do a thing called the birthday party. Come on, bro. Like,
but this is, I think he's getting to the point of irreparable coming back period, like where his legacy is going to be tainted. We're going to be watching like documentaries about how he just messed up his whole career.
Yeah. I've worried about Ye for a while, but it just continues to be a thing that's like on another level. Like, and I know that he's like, you know, some of this is mental health stuff and things like that, but allowing yourself to be exploited. That says a lot about them people that's around you. We know for a fact he ain't surrounded by the best people either.
So. Right. All the people that was rolling with him before aren't around him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they all got replaced by them, you know, by the Get Out crew.
The Kardashian clan.
Kardashian Get Out crew. So I ain't messing with him. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out all the way on Ye, man. But before we close things up today, man, I know you got some words you got to say, man, about Herman Cain, moving on.
Rest in peace to Big Daddy Herman Cain. I wish you would have got farther in the lecture because I wanted to try to meet you in St. Louis when I was helping out volunteering for the Herman Cain campaign in 2011.
Bad way to go, man. Bad way to go. Yeah. Just another thing that underscores you got to take things seriously right now, man.
999, people. 999. Remember Herman Cain by his words? 999.
Yeah, man, I hear it.
Got caught up with that. He got caught up with a white woman. Ended his whole presidential run.
Swiftly. Out of here. So, all right, man. But, yo, again, man, check out all the programs.
Yeah, we got a lot on the network. So, yeah, definitely, y'all, keep peeping it out. Email us. Show us all the love. You know, all this stuff is in the notes. You can hit us up on all the social media platforms, emails, all that good stuff. voicemail, all that good stuff, y'all.
Scenario Sportscast, man.
Yeah, it's coming
very soon, man. Working on some different angles for what we're going to do with that and bringing another element to it. You know, I've talked for a long time about cutting the middleman out of the content, man, and that's just the way to do it. So,
yeah.
Different twists on, you know what I'm saying, the same old stories, some of the old stories you might not have known about, and some new ones that maybe ain't getting the run, you know. So let's talk about it. It's going to be a good time.
All right, y'all have a good one. We out. Peace.